Hello?
Hello? Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling from FIU, Florida International University. And we're conducting a survey on residents' perception of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and the household. Okay, I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and is your home a single-family home or a detached or home, townhome, apartment or condominium or manufactured or mobile home?
A house.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and do you own or rent your home?
Own it.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you please tell me in what year was your home built?
Giving you that much information.
Okay. Let me see. All right, ma'am, and how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Oh, about 70 years.
70 years, okay.
At least, yeah.
All right. All right, ma'am, and have you or any adults in the household experienced any of the following, like a tropical storm, Category 1 hurricane, Category 2 hurricane, Category 3, Category 4 hurricane, or Category 5?
Up to a Category 2. We've never had anything higher than that here.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you tell me the name or and the year of the hurricane?
Well, one was in the 1960s, and that was Dora.
1960.
Then we had Matthew, Irma, and two or three others after that within the past 7 years.
Okay. So 1960, right, the first one?
It was in the 1960s. It was probably around 1964, 1965, something like that.
Oh, okay. And have you or any adults in the household lived in, you know, in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes.
Okay.
My parents' home.
All right, ma'am. Okay, and what was the estimated damage, like in dollars, you know, from that hurricane?
No idea.
Okay, no idea. Okay. All right, ma'am, and can you tell me what were the primary causes, so, you know, of damage of your home? Was it the debris and the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, flooding, trees falling on your home, or something else?
Yeah, a tree broke in half and fell on the house.
Okay, trees. All right, and how vulnerable do you feel to damage, you know, from hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat, or not too vulnerable?
Oh, yeah, we're vulnerable.
Okay. Okay. And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
Well, the first thing I do is go out and remove all the projectiles and get them secured. Anything that's
okay,
going
like,
to go around the yard is going to get secured, if not put
okay,
in the garage.
Well, okay, like put up, you know, like shutters and board up, you know, the home, right?
No, I'm just talking about just what's out in the yard at the moment. Because we have
okay,
projectiles hanging from different areas, wind chimes, that kind of stuff. That could blow right smack through a window, and we don't want that
okay.
to happen. Other than that, we have not boarded up the windows.
Okay, so not boarded up the windows or not.
What
about?
It depends on, we have sandbagged the downstairs, but we've never had water come up to the house, ever.
What about, like, buy supplies and equipment or evacuate, call the insurance company, drive to home or, you know, relative, a friend or in the other area?
A couple of times we have evacuated.
Okay.
But let me see. I'm trying to think. Yeah, we always start prepping prior to the storm. It's like right now I'm looking at our pantry to see what we need for a hurricane, because I like to be prepared now, because our earliest hurricane has been in May, which is not normal.
Okay.
Normal is July, August, September, occasionally October.
All right.
But we always try to have everything prepared. We even, because where we live, the power can go out for a week or so, just
okay.
due to damage in the area. And we also make sure we have, like, a gas barbecue grill so we can actually cook if necessary.
Okay, and when would you begin to prepare your home, you know, for a hurricane? Would that be when a hurricane watch issue, like hurricane conditions, are possible within 48 hours? Or when a hurricane warning issue, hurricane conditions expected within 36 hours, or your home is already prepared and could be secure with a few hours?
We don't wait till the last minute. Usually when we start, I watch how the storms are moving. I also watch the jet stream so I can tell where the storms are going. And before it's 500 miles away.
So it'd be like when a hurricane warning is issued, right? Like,
yeah, when a hurricane watch is issued, I start preparing. That way I don't have
to be like
the last minute.
36 hours or 48 hours, more likely?
Oh, it's probably more than 48 hours.
I
get started way ahead of time. I want to make sure I don't have to do anything at the last minute. To me, the last minute is 24 hours.
Okay, considering yourself and others in the household, how certain are you that your household, you know, would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from hurricane damage? Very certain, somewhat certain, or not too certain?
It depends on where the storm's coming from.
If
it's coming due east, the storm's going to go over my house and I'm going to leave prior to the storm coming. If it's coming up the middle of the state, that's different.
Okay, but you'd be very certain that you're going to be ready, right, with all that information?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Always.
All right, ma'am. And
to do what I have to do ahead of time.
Okay, can you please select your top three sources of information, internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, or WhatsApp?
I do radio and television, period.
And television.
When I'm prepping.
Okay.
I don't believe if our power goes out, which it can, we can have a thunderstorm in the afternoon and our power will be out for hours. I don't trust anything that's on a computer because I can't get anything on the computer when that happens.
Okay.
And then the cell phone tower here is positioned so bad that we have one bar, and I don't trust that either.
What about newspapers or print media?
Not when it comes to a hurricane.
Okay. What about your WhatsApp?
A what?
WhatsApp.
Don't know what that is.
Okay. Friends and family.
What about them?
Do you use that as a source of information like when a hurricane comes?
No, because I usually know more about it than they do. When
okay,
I was working, it was my job to keep track of hurricanes to prevent a lot of loss of money for the company I work for. So I keep track of hurricanes.
Okay, so you yourself, right?
You bet your boots. And if nobody else contacts me, I say, okay, are you guys ready? And if I need to come there, is it okay? And they say, sure. And I say, well, I'm bringing the dog.
All right.
Just depends on where the storm is coming from as to whether I leave the house or not.
All right. All right, ma'am, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being the least prepared and 5 being the most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
What, as of today?
Yes.
I might be about a 3 for prepared.
3, okay.
Because there's things that I need right now.
Okay, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? The cost of housing, cost of insurance, cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, property tax, taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of childcare, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
None of the above.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone? Yes or no?
Yes.
Which one, flood or evacuation, or both?
Both.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is the letter designated for the flood zone?
Oh, gosh, I couldn't tell you. All I know is I'm the first one to leave. If they say
okay.
You have to go, we have to go.
Okay. All right, and what is the letter designated?
Let's put it this way. We're close to the ocean. So.
Okay. What is the letter designated for the evacuation zone?
That's a good question. I'd need to see something with
it. I have A, all hurricanes, B, category 3 and above hurricanes, C, if advised by authorities, D, if advised by authorities, and E, if advised by authorities.
That's probably A.
A, okay, all hurricanes, okay. And when would you evacuate, ma'am? I mean, if a hurricane watch is issued, like hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, all the emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never.
Well, if it was going to be a very serious storm, even a Category 1's bad enough. Category 2, I've been through that, too. In fact, I've been through that out here when they told us it was going to be a tropical storm by the time it got here, and it wasn't.
Okay, maybe if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours?
It would probably be a Category. We'd probably leave it Category 2. If it was going to be hitting within 24 hours.
Okay. All right. All right, ma'am. If you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter? To the house of nearby friend or family? Another location within the state? As far as possible to another state? Or you would not live under any circumstances?
I'd go to a family member's.
Okay, so family member. All right.
We tried to evacuate.
All right, ma'am. And,
that doesn't really... trying to go inland, and that's worse than just staying home. Because
okay.
You get stuck in traffic for about 24 hours.
Okay. How many vehicles are available in the household?
Two,
okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible in your home insurance policy?
I don't know. I haven't looked at it lately.
So don't know. Okay. And how confident are you that you can come up with like $2,000 for unexpected hurricane damage? Would that be, I'm certain I could come up with $2,000. I could probably come up with $2,000. I could probably not come up with $2,000. Or I'm certain I could not come up with $2,000.
I can probably come up with $2,000.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? Would that be decreased, over 10%? Decreased somewhat, like 1 to 10%, or remain the same? Or increase somewhat from 1 to 10%, or increase significantly over 10%?
It increased significantly, and we've never had a claim, ever.
Okay, what about 1 to 3 years? Would that decrease or increase?
It's been gradually going up over the past 3 years.
Oh, so be okay.
Last year, what up? Up the most.
So from 3 to 5 years, increase from 1 to 10 or over 10%?
Over 10%.
Okay. 5 to 10 years?
Couldn't tell you. I think it stayed about the same.
Stay about the same? Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, as a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing, continue paying higher rate?
I have done nothing at this time. It's
mainly okay, so
because
I just...
if I try to change insurance company, then I won't have insurance because they will drop you very quickly.
Okay. Okay, ma'am, if you could insure your property for less than, you know, its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for you that you are comfortable insuring? Would that be 100%? I want to insure for the full replacement value, or 80 to less than 100, 60 to less than one than 80%, or less than 60%?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs, you know, in homeownership costs were to continue to increase at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I would not move from my home?
That's a good question. Never thought about it.
Okay, if you had to think about it for a moment, which one would be your best decision, to move to another state, or you will not move from your home, or move to another county within the, you know, within Florida, or move into another?
If I had to, I'd move to another county.
To another within Florida, right?
Right, because if I decided I was going to go out of state, they have state income tax. I don't do that.
Okay. Okay. In recent years, you know, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider if your mortgage was paid off, yes or no, or have already dropped my insurance, or not applicable?
I've thought about dropping it, but at the moment, we can afford it. If we can't afford the insurance, then I would probably have to do a lot of talking with my insurance person.
Okay, so be no, right, for right now, right?
Right.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and if a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Would that be federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts?
Well, considering flood insurance is through the government.
So would that be a federal government or a state government or your local government?
That's federal government.
Federal government. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, ma'am, on a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, okay, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced from 1 through 5?
4.
Okay, well, the local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk.
No, they don't.
So what number, from 1 to 5?
I'll give it a 2.
2. Okay, what about the new development to take into account hurricane wind risk?
I've never heard of any of them doing that.
So what number,
unless it has to do with the way the houses are built.
Okay, so what number would you give him, from no confidence or reasonable confidence or very high confidence on them?
Reasonable.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3?
I'll give it a 4.
4. Okay, what about the new development?
I know how strict they were with ours, so.
Okay, the new development.
Than they required.
Okay. What about the new developments take into account flood risk?
I don't know if they do or not, because I've seen some developments that decide to fill in areas, and which causes flood risk for other developments that are around them.
Okay, so what number would you give him, from no confidence to all the way to very high confidence?
No, I'm not very confident on those now. Two.
So one, two, okay. All right, well, the last one says that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
Yes. Give that about a five. Give it a five.
About five?
They have gotten stricter. Okay. They've gotten it a lot
smarter. Okay. All right, ma'am. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Okay. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida, or do you think your property or, and do you think your property or finances will be affected? The first one says, yes, I believe it's happening and I will be affected. The other one said, yes, I believe it's happening, but I don't know if I will be affected. The third one said, I believe it's happening, but I will not be affected. And the other one says, no, I don't believe it's happening.
Yeah, I don't believe it's happening, because if you saw the tide out in front of the other side of our street, at low tide, it's nothing but mud. And it's been like that for years and years and years and years. The only time we have water at low tide is if it is a full moon and there's a northeast wind blowing about 40 miles an hour. So it pushes water back up the river.
Okay, most of Florida, coastal areas have a very low elevation, under 10 meters, 33 feet above sea level, and are especially vulnerable, to flooding associated with storm surges. How concerned are you about flooding in your area? Extremely concerned, moderately concerned, somewhat concerned, slightly concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm moderately concerned.
Okay,
during
moderately
hurricane,
concerned.
The water comes over the street, but it doesn't come up to
our house. All right, ma'am, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important? Was it the neighborhood, schools, crime, price, walkability, taxes and fees, insurance rate, flood zone, proximity to another family, proximity to job?
None of those. It's just because it was beautiful out here, that's all.
So maybe the neighborhood? Did you like the neighborhood?
There was no neighborhood.
Okay, so.
It's rural residential.
So you said. Okay, so nothing that I read, just that it was beautiful, right?
Yes, just beautiful. Most of the neighbors, the neighbors that have built a house and moved in the general area, they say, this is paradise.
Okay, so it is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
All right. All right, ma'am, and how long do you plan on living in your current address? Would that be less than 1 year, between 1 to 3 years, 3 to 5, 5 to 10 years, between 10 to 20 years, or more than 20 years?
Oh, at least 20 years.
Okay. Between 10 to 20, right?
No, it's more like 20 and up.
So more than 20 years, okay? We'll put that one.
Unless my
all right, ma'am. Fine.
Down, I won't be leaving too often.
Okay. Finally, I just have a few general background questions, and we'll be finished. Okay. I really appreciate your time. Could you please tell me your age? Are you 18 to 34, 35 to 54, 55 to 64, or older than 65?
Older than 65.
All right, ma'am. And what is your gender?
Well, if I'm a man, you know I'm a woman.
Yes, ma'am. I know, but, they don't know. the people doing the survey, so they want to, that's why they put, we got to ask verbatim questions and we got to get the answers. Okay, including yourself, how many people live in the household?
Two adults and two dogs.
So two adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
So two no children?
Unless the grandchildren come and stay for a while. But mostly it's two adults.
Okay, and So what about the R65 and older?
Both of us.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what is your marital status? Single, never been married, married with, living with a partner, widow, divorced, or separated?
Married.
Married. Okay, and what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of the household?
That's a good question. We both graduated. I went to some college, and he did not.
Okay, I have some college or college graduate?
Some college.
Some college, okay. All right, Mamina, are you Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with? Would be white, Caucasian, black or African American, Asian or Native American?
Can I have a combination?
Yes.
Because I'm white, Caucasian, and Native American.
Okay, I can put both.
Okay.
Okay, so Native American and Caucasian, right?
Right.
Okay.
High tide.
Okay. All right, ma'am, and what language is most often spoken in your home?
English.
Okay. And, can you please tell me which of the, you know, is your income range for your household? Would that be under 20,000, 20 to 30, 30 to 50, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, or over $100,000 a year?
You have a will not respond to question.
Okay, no problem. We have that too, okay? No problem. All right, ma'am, this concludes our survey. I really thank you and appreciate your time, okay? You have a great evening. Appreciate your help, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.